This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is modernizing the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century. He added that the center is bringing world-class knowledge within every student's reach in the country. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing the Yugam Conclave, a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. He highlighted that a country's future is dependent on its youth, which is why it is crucial to prepare them for India's bright future. The Prime Minister noted that the new education policy is driving transformation in the country.
मुझे विश्वास है भारत की इनोवेशन कैपेसिटी और डीप टेक में भारत की भूमिका को बढ़ाने के लिए हम जो प्रयास कर रहे हैं उसे इस आयोजन से और बल मिलेगा.
India has strongly raised the Pahalgam terror attack at the United Nations and also flagged a Pakistani minister's confession to training and funding terrorists. Pointing to a recent television interview of Pakistan Defense Minister Khwaja Asif, India's Deputy Permanent Representative at the UN, Yojana Patel, said the whole world has heard Pakistan's Defense Minister's confession of Pakistan's history of supporting, training and funding terrorist organizations. She said the open confession surprises no one and exposes Pakistan as a rogue state, fueling global terrorism and destabilizing the region. Ambassador Patel also slammed Pakistan for misusing and undermining the global forum to indulge in propaganda and making baseless allegations against India.
The whole world has heard Pakistan's Defense Minister Khwaja Asif admitting and confessing Pakistan's history of supporting, training and funding terrorist organizations in a recent television interview. This open confession surprises no one and exposes Pakistan as a rogue state fueling global terrorism and destabilizing the region.
Leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, have called for a special session of parliament in the wake of the brutal terror attack in Pahalgam. In separate letters to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, both leaders urged that a special session of both houses be convened at the earliest to demonstrate national unity and resolve. In the United States, members of the Indian community across various parts held prayer meets and vigils to express solidarity with the victims of the brutal Pahalgam terror attack. In Edison, New Jersey, more than 300 members representing around 20 organizations of the Indian American community gathered to condemn the horrific terrorist attack. Edison Mayor Sam Joshi and New Jersey Assemblyman Robert Karabinchak also attended the tribute event to pay homage to the victims. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military at some places along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said Pakistan Army posts fired unprovoked across the line of control in areas opposite Kupwara and Baramulla districts, as well as the Akhnoor sector. The Indian troops responded swiftly and effectively. There were no reports of any casualties. Mark Carney's Liberal Party is set to win the Canadian election. According to latest trends, the Liberals are currently leading in 167 seats, while the Conservative Party, led by Pierre Poilievre, is leading in 145. To secure a majority government, a party must win at least 172 out of 343 seats. Addressing the party supporters, Carney urged Canadians to embrace kindness and prepare for transformative action to build a strong and free Canada. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading marginally up in forenoon trade today amid mixed global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex added 111 points to 80,329 and the NSE Nifty 50 rose slightly by 19 points to 24,348 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.